We began discussing the sugya and daftes, where the Gemara raises the question regarding nimsechar kovu posle nisam b'teva. So the Gemara asks that ve'emasai, when do we assume, as Rashi explains in dini nafashos edusam b'teva? The Gemara tells us bizman shehisra bahem. If in fact this individual give hasra, clear that he is considered to be an aim. However, bizman shelo hisra bahem, mayasu shnei achim ve'echad shro echad shaharges an efesh. So what do you do when something is witnessed by Krovin and other individuals? How is it possible to argue that simply based on that element of Re'iyah alone, we would assume Nimse Echar Krov Apostle Hedusa B'tema? So Tosu cites the Sugin Makos Navav we began discussing, that the Gemara says, if one should assume Nimse Echar Krov Hedusa B'tema, so Rapapa asked Abayi that Elameyata Harug Yatzil Nirvi Yatzil. Whenever there is a Maisa Veira, a case of Ritzicha, or a case of Mishkav Zachar, that results in a Chiyuv Misa, shouldn't we assume that the victim, the Harug or the Nirva, should pose that particular problem? They obviously are aware that the Maisa Aveira that was committed, and immediately, Nimsecha Kav Apostle Gusa B'Tela. So the Gemara is Madche. If the problem is only Harug or Nirva, one could perhaps argue we're talking about a case of Kishaharugu Me'acharav, Rivo Me'acharav, and perhaps the victim was not a witness to the crime. But the Gemara says that's insufficient, because if that's the only concern, so Horeg Yatzil, Verovei Yatzil, let the perpetrator be considered an aid, and then apply the principle that Nimchza Echad Karva Pasi, Dusan B'Teila. So Rabbi says, obviously that cannot be, and the Teretz says no, the Pasuk says, Yokom Dovar, B'mekayme Dovar HaKasuv Medavir. Good? So we pointed out, the kash of the Gemara that Rapapa raises against Abaye is clear, that one becomes an aid mishas ri'iyah, independent of any Haggadah. For after all, if you require Haggadah in order to be considered an aid, so the kash is no kasha whatsoever. No, Bezin is not going to allow the Harug, the Nirva, the Horeg, the Rovea in order to be part of Edim. So therefore the Havim of the Gemara clearly is that Re'i alone is considered to be sufficient. Good. And Eino Chinami, our Tosis presents that this is the Machlokes between the Rashbam and the Re'i. The Kasha of the Gemara clearly assumes that Re'i alone is sufficient to be an aid, and then one should assume Nimse Echar Krav Apostle Edusim B'Teila. And the Rashbam continues that this also is true, not only regarding this principle, but also regarding the principle of Ein Eid Nasadayan. Mishas Re'iya alone, the Shemed is Nikfa, and at that point in time one can no longer be a Dayan. Artosis quotes the Chiddush of the Re, that grants that was true in the Kash of the Gemara. You don't require an Eid Hamein. But what's the Teretz of the Gemara? When the Gemara says Yakum Dovar, the Mekami Dovar Kosabadaber, so the Re argues that's exactly the Teretz of the Gemara. The Mekami Dovar are the Eidim Hamaidim. And therefore you need an Eid Hamein, not just simply an Eid HaRoeh. And that's the Chiddush of the Re. After all, the Re argues, because Dilotei Ma'achi, if you will argue that's not true, that Ein HaRoeh, so what do you do about cases of Gittin, for example? Normally it's common that the get is given b'fnei Krovim or P'sulim, and should one assume that Nimsech or Kav Pasi Dusan B'Teila, the Tosus of Babasra and the Sugya Kuf Yud Gimel Kuf Yud Dalet raises the same kash regarding Eidei Kedushin, that Lo Matzini Adenu V'Ragleinu. If one should assume that Re'i alone is considered to be a Koveya, so therefore every case of Gittin, every case of Kedushin, if Krovim are present, shouldn't we assume Nimsech or Krov Apostle Edusa B'Teila? So we began discussing this the following Ha'ara, that this issue of Eidei Gerushin or Eidei Kedushin was brought by the Re as an obvious demonstration that it must be an Eid HaMeid, because if it's an Eid HaRoeh, we should enforce the principle of Nimseh Karo Pasol Edusa B'Teila. The Ritva in the Sugyan Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel that we began discussing says that no, this kasha has to be dealt with a Chulei Alma. This should not be dependent on the Rashbam and the Re. After all, the Ritva quotes the exact same Sugyan that our Tosus does, the Sugyan Makos and Avav. When people come to Bezdin, the Gemara says, Amir Lahu, Memechsi Asinon, Lesadusi Asinon. What is the purpose of your coming? Right? Was it simply you were witnessing, or is it for the purpose of giving Eidus? Is it Re'iyah? Is it Haggadah? But here the Ritva makes the following very important comment. that hainu b'dinim mamonos the dinim nefashos. When it comes to dinim mamonos the nefashos, that is true. After all, because in those cases ein ha'edus miskayemes ad shabayim lebezdin. Then you can argue that you only become an aid mishas hagada, because edus and dinim nefashos and edus and dinim mamonos requires Haggadah Sa'idus. So then you can argue, as the Reed does, that you're not considered to be an aid until the time of Haggadah. However, the Ritva writes, when it comes to Kedushin, that certainly is not true. Because after all, when it comes to Kedushin, here, the Eidus is not La'ames Hadavar Belvad. It's not just that the Eidim are verifying that this occurred. That Ela Filo Dinam Dehachi Kushin Melsa Shekitsha. Even if everyone knows that Kesef Kedushin was given by the Schosen to the Skala, Ein HaMiskadesh is below Eidus. Ein LeKedushin Kiyum below Eidus. That's the Lashon. HaRitva. This is Eidus LeKiyum HaDavar. When it comes to Eidus LeKiyum HaDavar, how is it possible to argue you only become an aid Mishas Haggadah? There is no Haggadah. There, the entire job description of the Eidim is to be an Eid HaRoeh. So that's the Chiddush of the Ritva, that even if you'll argue that when it comes to Dinim Mamonos Dinim Nefashos, there are two possibilities, an Eid HaRoeh and Eid HaMeid, and the Ri will argue, you don't become an Eid until Haggadah, and that solves the problem of Nimsech or Kov Nusa Betela. That is not relevant when it comes to Gittin Kedushin. Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar is solely dependent on Ri'ah. And therefore one has to raise the issue of Heichan Matzini Yadeno V'Adeno Begittin Kedushin, both according to the Rashbam and according to the Ri. And what is the Teretz? Here, as we mentioned, the Tva says, Yichud Ha'edim, the Enochinami. If there are Krovim or Psulim who are present, it's necessary to designate that these are the Edim, to define the Kativatus in terms of these, to the exclusion of any other one who is present, and therefore certainly you don't assume Nimtzecha Karpasim Yusam Ateila. And the Ritva is bothered. Isn't it explicit, the Sugya, in Kedushinaf Mem Gimel, that Ichud Edim is not required at all? There the Gemara tells us the following. If a person appoints an individual as a shliach for the purpose of Kedushin, is it possible for the shliach to be the aid Kedushin as well? So the Gemara says, perhaps not. The shliach cannot be an aid. Why is that true? So the Gemara has the following possibility. Maybe you should argue it's because he wasn't designated for that purpose. He was only asked to be a shliach. He wasn't asked to be an aid. The Gemara rejects that out of hand. What do you mean? There's no need for yichud aidin. So what's wrong with the shliach being an aid? So the Gemara answers that no. Since we assume shlucho shalom kamoso, the Gemara says kagufe. Since the concept of the shliach is the representative of the mishaleach, just like the mishaleach cannot serve as the aid for kedushin, a shliach cannot do so as well. So the Ritva writes, isn't it explicit in the Gemara that there's no need for yichud aidim? So the Ritva answers, you're right. There's no need for yichud aidim under normal circumstances, but in a common occurrence where there are krovim, there are psulim, that are present, you of course require yichud aidim. Not midinei edus, that you're not an aid unless you were appointed as such, but simply to avoid the problem of nimsech or kov apostle dusim b'tein. This is what the Ksos discusses at length in the very beginning of Simin Lamin. Good. What other possible way is there of understanding the Gemara? So one way to understand, again, is that Sugin Makos Navav, where Tosus comments, you write, the Hava mean of the Gemara, was you become an aid, Mishas Riyah, the Maskanas HaGemara is B'mekayme Dabar HaKosuv Medaber, that no, you only become an aid, Mishas Haggadah. But if you assume that this is not true, if you assume like the Shitas Rashbam, that even the Maskana, an aid is nikfa al yedei re'iyah, there's no need for Haggadah, so then how do you avoid the problem of nimsechar karapasir yusa b'teila? What do you do with that kash of the Gemara, that roveya yatzil, horeg yatzil? So the Gemara answers that no, b'mekai mei davra kosuv medaber. What does that mean? So if you look in Rashi, Makos davav med alaf, Rashi says the following chiddush. What does it mean, yokum davar? It means, hainu ha'edim, avalo be'osei davar. Who is considered to be an aid? One who is coming to establish the case. Mekai mei davar. As opposed to the osei davar. The bal davar himself, al-pidin, is not considered to be an aid. That's the teretz of the Gemara. If a person is an aid, edus is nikfa al yedei riya. The punchline of the Gemara b'makami davar kosav davar means the following chiddush, that there are certain individuals that lack a shame aid entirely. They are mufka, they're excluded from edus. And one of those individuals is a bal davar. If you are the osei davar, you are the horeg, you're the roveya, you're the nirva al pidin, you are not considered to be an aid. You are the baldover, you're the osedover, and a baldover al-pidin is not considered to be an aid. That's an important chiddush. This is what the Rosh spells out in Malkos and Paragalef and Simen Yud Gimel in the name of the Ravid. That there are two different types of aidim. There's an aid that's kosher, that's an aid that's possible. But you have to get to that point that al-pidin, you are an aid. There's certain individuals that lack a shame aid entirely, in which case, if you are not an aid, there's no concept of nim sechar karva pasle dusam betela. The chiddush of the Ravid is this is exactly what the Gemara tells us regarding a bal davar. If you are the osa davar, so therefore you are not an aid pasle, you are completely mufka from any possibility of edus regarding that particular incident, and there's no concept of nim sechar karva pasle dusam betela. You're not part of the kat, the tziruf of edim at all. We'll see on the Testament days that Yudamadal of the Sugi of Palgin and Dibura. The Ravid writes a great Kiddush against Tosus, that's the secret to the Sugi of Palgin and Dibura. That certain individuals or certain Eidus are not considered to have a shame aid or shame Eidus. And therefore, that gives us the right to split off Eidus and say, we will only address A, we will not address element B. We'll see that Sugi in the Testament days. The Nesivus and Simon Lamed Vav in Sivkot and Beis gives us a more expanded list about those individuals that lack a shame aid entirely, that we would not apply the principle of Nim Tzechav Karva Posenusa B'teila. The Nesivus writes, this is true regarding a Cheresh, a Shota, Katan, Eved, Isha, Akum, those six examples of an individual that doesn't have a Chalo Shem aid. If 10 people come to testify, and one of the individuals is a woman, so the fact that she saw that particular incident, we don't assume nimshech or kal pasul nisabatela. A woman is not an aid pasul. She lacks the shame aid entirely. She is not included in the kat of edus, and therefore you don't begin to argue the nimshech or kal pasul nisabatela. That's the chiddush that the Ravid writes regarding baldavar. Baldavar lacks a shame aid entirely. Tosus even in Nida Daf Mem Tesamud Beis raises the following kasha. The Gemara tells us, the Gemara Nida, Gemara Bavakama Daf Tesvav, that normally that kol ha-posel lodun posel ahayin, whoever is posel to be an aid is posel to be a dayan, whoever is posel to be a dayan is posel to be an aid. So Tosus discusses at length whether an isha is ksheira lodun. Is it possible for a woman to be a dayan? After all, the pasuk describes when it comes to Dvora that she was a shofetes. How is that possible? Does it really mean that in the formal sense she was considered to be a dayan? What about the concept of kol harayu ladun ray lahayin, whoever is posel ladun posel is lahayin, and vice versa? So Tosus writes in Nida Daf Mem Tesamud Beis is the same type of svara, that if someone is an aid posel, a dayan who is posel, an aid who is posel, they're posel edus and posel dayanos. But if someone was excluded from edus, they're not necessarily excluded from dayanos. The fact that a woman cannot be an aid does not necessarily mean she cannot be a dayan. Either is linkage, kol ha posel odon posel aid, and kol ha posel aid posel odon, en achinami, that means a gazlan. One who is in the parsha of edus, who is an aid posel, that individual is posel odon as well. In an individual who is excluded from edus, a kaf pasuk va'amder shnei anashim anashim v'lo nashim mehechatesi, that they're excluded from dayanos. Tosus writes the same svar regarding that principle as well, and that the Rosh writes is the teretz of our Gemara. But mekayim edavar kosu medavar means in order to be an aid, you must be one who is mekayim davar. But lo osei davar, bal davar al pidin is not considered to be an aid pasuk. Lacks a shame aid entirely. A very important chiddush that we'll see on the Testament Beis Nesugya Palgin and Diburim. A further nafkamina, Tosus mentions, between the Rashbam, whether it's an Eid HaRoeh or the Ri, an Eid HaMeid, is the concept of Ein Eid Na Sadayim. Is that true Mishas Re'iya, or is that true Mishas Hagana? What is the source of Ein Eid Na Sadayim? So here you have several different deos in the Rishonim. Our Tosus mentions two possibilities. One possibility is the following. This is what our Tosus quotes. This is also the Shita of the Rashbam in Baba Basra and Avkuf Yudal and Amaralev. It's based on a pasuk. The Torah in Devarim Perik Yates Pasuk Yitzayin describes Va'amdu Shnei Hanashem Asher Lehem Ariv Lifnei Hashem. What does that mean? Va'amdu Shnei Hanashem means that the Edim will stand. That's the Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Lamed Anashim V'Lanashim, that women cannot serve as Edim. And they stand Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem means right in front of those who represent, right, the Das Torah, represent Kadosh Baruch Hu, in front of the Dayanim. So the Torah describes that the Edim stand before the Dayanim. That's what the Gemara writes in Shavuos and Daf Lamed. Shnei Anashim are the Edim, if Hashem Elo HaDayanim. That means HaEdim Yamdu V'Yaid Lifnei HaDayanim. So that means Ein Eid Na Sadayim. You can't have someone who is wearing two hats. That's the pasuk. The Ri, right, in our sugya, writes that if that's true, that's a further indicator that this is an Eid HaMeid. After all, what's the problem? Avamdu Shnei Anashim Asher Mifnei Hashem. The Eidim who are standing to testify have to stand in the presence of the Dayanim. That's exactly what the Ri says. That's referring to an Eid HaRoeh. That's referring to an Eid HaMeid. It's interesting, though, if you look in the Tosus in Bava Kamma and Tzadim and Beis, the Ramaschal Kagon, their Tosus presents the possibilities of the Makar of Ein Eid Na Sadayim. This Shita, that it's a Gzeras HaKosuv, Shnei Anoshim, Lifnei Hashem, this is the Shita of the Rashbam. That's the Rashbam's Makar. And yet, the Rashbam, as we see, is the one who assumes Eid HaRoeh. Right? The Rashbam assumes there's no steer at all to argue that that's the Makar. You see from the Pasuk, there's a separation of roles. There's the Edim, there's the Dayanim. But Lav Dafkez, Artosis presents the name of the Ri, it's a problem B'Shas HaGada. Artosis takes it very literally, no? The Pasuk says the Edim are standing and testifying before the Dayanim, so it means there's a problem B'Shas HaGada. No? The Rashbam understood this in the broader sense. The fact that the Torah speaks about Edim and independently speaks about Dayanim, Ein Eid Na Sadayim, Ein Achinami, that Shem made his nikva al piria, not al pi hagada. So again, it's interesting, just combining the Tosus and that the Tosus and Baba Kamma writes that this makor of Ein Eid Na Sadayim is the makor of the Rashbam, right? Coupled with our Tosus that the Rashbam is the one who assumes Eid HaRoeh, not a case of an Eid HaMeid. That's one possibility. The second possibility Tosus mentions is no, it's not based on the Gzeres HaKasu, but this is based on the sugya that we discussed earlier, the sugya and daf mem aleph mabeis of Eidu Shiata Yochel Hazima. Whenever people testify, there must be the possibility of Hazama. Otherwise, that is not considered to be Eidus. What exactly does that mean? We discussed the sugya earlier against Sanher daf mem aleph mabeis. The Gemara was bothered by the following. When it comes to Jerisha v'chakira, if Eidim say any Odeya, that's not Eidus. When it comes to Medikos, if they didn't say any Odeya, that's legitimate. What's the difference? Jerisha v'chakir is daraisa, Medikos are daraisa. Good. Why should you assume that any Odeya is fine in one, and it's a psul in the other? So what was the answer of the Gemara? Because when it comes to Jerisha v'chakira, there, if they say any Odeya, it's Eidu Shi'iya Teyachal Hazim. We discuss it like the Chiddush of Beis Halevi. No? Beis Halevi, no, the Yehuda. Doesn't necessarily mean, in practical terms, you always require, right, Jerisha v'chakira as a function of Eidu Shi'iya Teyachal Hazim. The Gemara means to say the following, that if you lack Jerisha v'chakira, if you don't say where and when, the Eidus is incomplete. The Eidus is not incomplete if you don't mention the detail of bedikos. You don't know whether the uktze te'enim were thick or thin, that is not considered to be incomplete eidus. And how do you determine what's complete or what's incomplete? That's the indicator, no? That's the Chiddush of Beis Halevi. If the eidus is subject to hazama, that's complete eidus. So if you leave out where and when, you can't be contradicted, no? That is incomplete eidus. Masha'inkein, when it comes to bedikos, if I leave out a detail in terms of what type of tree was growing nearby, the edus is still complete. It's still subject to hazama. That alpidin is considered complete edus. Good? So on one level, edus shatiyach la'azima just simply means the following, that the edus has to be complete. If you're going to leave out such significant points of the edus that it's not subject to hazama, therefore, the edus is absolutely incomplete. Good? Our Tosfos assumes more than that. No? Aside from whether edus is complete or not, you can have absolutely complete edus, but it's still called edus shatiyach la'azima. If what? If we know that it is not going to lead to kasha zama. Not because there's a chisaron in gufo shel edus, but simply, practically speaking, there's no possibility of kasha zama. That's our case. What's the problem of ein ed nasadayim? The edus is incomplete? The edus is 100% complete. These edim will supply every necessary detail. So why is that called edus shatiyach la'azima? What's the chiddush of Tosfos? Because lo yirtzeh lekabel hazama le'edusan. What's going to happen? They're the dayanim. Two edim will come and say, imanu ha'isem, regarding them themselves. They're not going to be willing to accept edus of these other individuals who are questioning and contradicting their own testimony. That's not edus shatiyach la'azima in terms of gufo shel edus, but simply that doesn't allow for the possibility of kasha zama. That's what our Tosfos writes. A chiddush. That is called edus shatiyach la'azima. What's somewhat difficult with this? This isn't raised by our Tosfos, but that Tosfos in Bava Kama, Tzadik and Beis, Damascus Kagon, raises the following kasha in the name of the Ri Meir Lynch. Following kasha. Is there a halacha that the Edim cannot be Krovim of the Dayanim? No. Let's assume you have a Din Torah, and two people come and testify, and they happen to be related to the Dayanim. So the Ri raises the following kasha. How can that be called good Edus? Shouldn't we argue that's called Edus She'iyah Tayachal Azimah? Why? Because of the same argument. The Dayanim, who have this natural tie, who are close to the Edim, lo yirtzu lekabel hazama. If anybody comes, right, with hazama, that means these Edim are going to be punished. They could be killed. You know what's going to happen? The Dayanim are not going to be willing to accept their testimony. So is that also called Edus shatiyach la'azima? Because the Dayanim are not willing to accept the Edim hamazimim. That alpidin is called Edus shatiyach la'azima. That's the kash of the Ri. What's the answer? Why isn't that called Edus shatiyach la'azima? Enochinami, the Dayanim are not going to be willing to accept these Edim because they have some negius. What's the answer? The Ri says that's still called Edus shatiyach la'azima. Why is that true? Because yachal hazimam bebezdin acher. Hazama is only boso habezdin. Bezdin A enters a psak din that a person is chayiv, and that psak din is based on the testimony of these edim. I can go to another bezdin and say, Bezdin A accepted these edim and as a result issued this psak din. Iman ha'isim. They were with us at that time and that place. So that's the chiddush that the Ri writes. That just as when it comes to a case with the edim who are kroven the dayanim, what, the dayanim are not going to willing to accept those edim. So you know what the edim ha'azimim will do? They'll go elsewhere. So who had dinami in this case as well? If you have an instance of ed nasadayim, and these dayanim are not willing to listen to the edim ha'azimim, so I'll take my case to the next bezdin. I'll say, isn't this a terrible avla? We have bezdin A, where the edim and the dayanim are the same individuals, and they're not willing to accept my edus, then imanu ha'isim. So it'll be hazama bebezdin acher. Just as in a case of edim hakrovim the dayanim. No? That's the kash that the Ri raises against this hesber of Tosfos. You can't just simply assume that because of discomfort or unwillingness of dayanim to accept edim because of some type of personal negius, that is called Edus shatiyach la'azima. Good? So if you look in the Mordechai here in Sanhedrin, the Mordechai is found in Perek Gimel in Zeborer in Oz Tuf Reish Sadivav. Mordechai addresses this issue, and it quotes the following papshat, the name of the Sar Mikutzin. Sounds almost achronish, but this is what the Mordechai writes, a very great chiddush. No, you know why Eined Nasedayin is a problem of Iyat Yochal Hazima? Because of the following. It's Iyat Yochal Hazima, not really Boso Bezdin, but even Bebezdin Acher. Why is that true? Because we know that there are details of Hazama. Good? We discussed that, for example, of Kasher Zalam v'lo Kasher Asa. If it's too late, if the Gemara din was already carried out, at least in the Fashos, and we saw the Machlokas, the Rambam, the Ravid regarding Malkus, Kasher Zalam v'lo Kasher Asa. Good? So if the Hazama is too late, that's not called Inim Zomim. Good? Then the other extreme. Let's assume the Hazama is premature. Two Edom come to Bezdin. And before the psak din is rendered, these other Edom come and say Mano Yisim. That also is not Hazam with Kasher Zalam. Kasher Zalam is a very finite window of time. No, it means after the Gemar din, before the Gemar din is carried out. Good? So the Mordechai writes, the unbelievable Chiddush. What's going to happen? Two other Edom will come to Bezdin, even Bezdin Acher. And they will say what? Imano Hayisim. These Edom are Edom Zomim, and therefore they're Edom Psulim. Good? And what did we just discuss? Whoever is Pasul Lahayit is Pasul Ladun. It turns out they were Pasul Dayanim. This is what the Mordechai writes. And therefore it turns out if they were Dayanim Psulim, that the Psak Din was an illegitimate Psak Din, which is not binding. Therefore you cannot have Hazama. That's the Chiddush that is considered to be Edish Yatach Lazima. Not simply because the Dayanim will not be willing to accept Edim. It means if you declare the Edim are Zomim, and therefore Kol HaPosel HaHayit Posel Odun, these are Edim Sulim. Edim Sulim cannot render a Psak Din. And therefore, that cannot possibly result in Kasher Zaman. Because Kasher Zaman is only La'achar Gemar Din, before the Gemar Din is carried out. Now, that's the Chiddush of the Mordechai. Therefore, it's considered to be, right, the case of Edo Shatiyach, La'azima. Wow, that's a very great Chiddush. That's the Chiddush, the Mordechai quotes in the Sami Kutsi. He also just throws in another difficulty. When you get to the Sugya later on in Zebor and Avchav Zayin, the Gemara has the fine machlokas of Bayin Rava, Eid Zomim. When someone is declared to be an Eid Zomim, very unusual. Is that the Mafreya or is that Mikan Lahaba? So Abaye says the normal thing. Lamafreya Hunifsa. Good? Let's say a person violates Naver, the Brenner's Apostle agents, and two of them come to Bezdin and testify that he did so. He becomes Apostle when? At the time of the Din Torah, it becomes posel not freya as a result of the Maisa Avera. That's what Rabbi says. Rabbi says a very great chiddush, mikan lahaba hunifsa. And Eid Zom is only posel mikan lahaba. Great chiddush. Now, this ties in what we discussed in the previous year. Now, we saw that Ramban, what was the chiddush of the Ramban? That an Eid Zom is not posel because of the Maisa Avera. Hargoy Neharagin. The Maisa Avera is much greater in Hargoy Neharagin. What was the chiddush? Ramban writes, it's the Chaloshem et Zomim that creates the psul. And that's why the Pasuk says, Chom Yishmu Viro. It's not the Maisa Aver, it's comparable to the case of Ben Sorum Oreb. No? That's why there's no Hasranin in Zomim. The Aver is not the Machayim. We mentioned the sheet of the Regeus, no? That's why it's possible to say that two out of three, all three are killed. Enoch Hinami didn't violate the Maisa Aver of absolute Edu Sheker, but nonetheless, if he's labeled as a member of a Kat of Edus or Zomin, Kasha Zaman. No? L'chor, with this in mind, you can understand the sheet of Rava. Mikan l'habon yifsel. See, if the psul is the Maisa Aver, so how can you say that you don't become possible from the time of the Maisa Aver? You only become possible from the time that you're declared an Eid Zomin. How does that make sense? But if you argue that Chaloshem Edzom is posel, so Rava says, Mikan Lahabalon Ifsa, not Mafreyon Ifsa. You can understand such a shita. If you're pasul because of your chilul Shabbos, you're pasul from chilul Shabbos. But if you're pasul because of simcha l'shem, not necessarily because of the aver of eid sheker, and har going there again. But there's no avera. The avera is worse. It's the chilul Shem eid zomim. No? Enochinami? So Rava says, Mikanabon ipsum. So the Mordechai is bothered by this detail. That whole fancy lumdus, no? That once, in fact, they are declared to be enim zomim. So therefore, they were Edim Sulim and Dayanim Sulim at the time of the Gemaradin. Doesn't that assume that Lamafreyo Nifsal? But if it's Mikan Lahabahu Nifsal, doesn't work. Now they're Pasul. But at the time of the Gemaradin, they were Kosher. So the Mordechai writes even a further Chiddush that no, everyone agrees, even Abai and Rava, that Bo'oso Hadavar Atzmo, certainly Nifsal Mafreya. That's a further Chiddush of the Mordechai. Good? You can debate from here till tomorrow. If once you're declared an Eid Zomim, are you Pasul retroactively? Or is only Mikan al Abba? That means the following. If in the interim period you testify, is the Psul Mafreya? Is the Psul Mikan al Abba? But regarding that very case that you were proven to be an Eid Zomim, there everyone agrees that you are Pasul. No, that's the Chiddush of the Mordechai. That's not dependent on the Machlokas between Abai and Rava. If someone testified for a completely unrelated matter, yeah, that you can argue is the Psulmi Kanal Abaz, the Psulma Freya, but also Hadavar, that they are declared to be Enim Zomin, how can you say that they're absolutely lying, and at the same time the Gemara Din in that case is binding? That's certain you cannot assume. That's a very great Chiddush. So the Mordechai writes, it turns out the Gemara Din was for Dayanim Sulim, and therefore that's not a Gemara Din, and therefore you can have a case of Hazama, even if it is the Bez Din Acher. Right, that's his Chiddush. Mashen Kane, in the Riz case, Edim HaKrovim LeDayanim. In Edim Krovim LeDayanim, that's not an issue. What, these Dayanim are not going to give me a fair shake? Because I am attempting to accuse their relatives of being Edom Sulim, so I'll go to another Bezdin. That's fine. That's called Edo Shatiyach Lazima, the Bezdin Acher. But here it's no good, because if Ed Nasedayan, right, the Gemar Din is not considered to be a Gemar Din. Well, that's a very important thing. Good. These are the two possibilities our Tosus mentions. Aveni Ed Nasedayan. A couple more possibilities. The Tosus and Baba Kamadav, Tzadim Abeis, quotes the name of the Ri, a very different approach. The Torah describes in Devarim Chaf Aleph, Biyom Hanchilu Azbanim, which the Gemara interprets to mean the following, that Biyom, if it's during the day, a person can discharge his Nachal. What does that mean? That's the exact sugya that Tartosus quotes, Babasra Kufyud Gimel Mabeis. No? What does that mean? People come to visit a sick person for the purpose of Bikur Cholim. And all of a sudden, the one who is gravely ill starts saying, I want this to go to this person, this to go to another person. So what does that mean? If this is done biyom, as the Pasuk says, during the day, no problem. They themselves can serve as the Dayanim. But if this were to happen balayla, no, that is not true. Why? Because the fact that they heard balayla means that they become edim, and then now it is necessary on the coming day for them to go before dayanim in order to be made, because ein ed nasa dayan. That's the Kiddush of the Rim. If that they hear the Shchiv Merah himself, the Chola say, give this to this person, that's fine. So they can act as Dayanim. If a person will come before a Bezdin and say, I want you to take my estate and discharge it in this fashion, that's good. But if this was done by Laila, in a case where a Pesach Din cannot be rendered, because Din is only Bayom and not by Laila, so that means that when they hear the Shchiv Merah say so, they are serving as Edim. Once they're labeled as Edim, they cannot be Dayanim. That's the Kiddush of the Ri of Ein Ed. Nasa Dayan. And then there's a further possibility. This is what the Ramban writes. Also in that very sugi that Tosfos quotes, the sugi Babasra of Kufyud Gimel Mud Beis, based on another pasuk. The Torah tells us in Bemidbar, Perek Lamed Hey, Ve'erecha lo yana ben nefesh lamos. An aid, right? Lo yana ben nefesh lamos, cannot testify against a person that he should be put to death. What does that mean? The Ramban explains as follows, that an aid cannot be melamed zchus, an aid cannot be melamed chova. What is the role of the aid? The Ramban writes that ya'id v'yishtok, give aidus and be quiet. That's the pasuk says. If you're an aid, lo yana benefesh lamos, you cannot, right, argue that a person should be killed. What exactly does that mean? The Ramban writes that's ein aid nasadayan. If you are an aid, all you can do, right, is simply just recall your aidus. Say exactly what you saw. You cannot be melamed zchus. You cannot even be melamed chova. Neither instance. That the Ramban writes is exactly the principle of ein aid nasadayim. This is what the Rambam indicates in the Chosedus and Perakei Halacha Ches. The Rambam writes when it comes to cases of aidus and nefashos. So eino mora b'din zan erag. You can render an opinion. You can't be a dayan. You can't even be malamit chov or malamit zchus. That's what the pasuk says. That echlo yana b'nefesh lamos. The Rambam writes in cases of dinim amanos. That's not true. If you're an aid, you can be malamit zchus or malamit chov, but avalo yimana min hadayanim. But you certainly can't be counted among one of the dayanim. And that's ein aid nasadayim. That's what the Rambam writes. The kol aid hameid eino mora b'din zahanerag. An aid hameid cannot serve as a dayan. The Rambam writes that's the makor. The aid echad lo yana b'nefesh lamos. An aid cannot offer an opinion as to whether this person should be put to death or not. An aid simply says, this is what I saw. These are the four possibilities. The Kesev Mishnah is medayik in that Rambam. Nechazedus perkei halacha ches. The Rambam begins that aid sheheid b'din nefashos. Maybe that means the Rambam agrees with the chiddush of the Ri that it's an aid hameid and not an aid haroeh. Because when the Rambam mentions this halacha, the Rambam says that aid sheheid, right, as opposed to an aid haroeh. Tosfos quotes the two makoros. These are the four possibilities in the Rishonim, and again the machlokas whether an aid hameid or whether in fact it's an aid haroed. Our Tosfos writes that there's a third shita, and that's the shita of Rabbi Yossi. You can be an aid mishas ru'ia, mishas hagada, and our Tosfos continues and says, and take a look in the sugi and makos andav vav mud beis. Our Gemara quotes this in the Tesa mud beis. Rabbi Yossi Omer la'olam eino neherag ad shiu pishnei edav masrin bam. A person is only killed if the edim give hasra shenemar, as after all the pasuk says al pishnayim edim. What does that mean? That the chiyuv misa has to be based on pishnayim edim. It means ad shei pishnei edav masrin bam. The hasra has to be given by edim. That's the shita of Rabbi Yossi. What exactly does that mean? The Gemara Daf Tesma Beis says that Mishnah Makos Daf Vav Beis, Rabbi Yossi says that Hasra must be given Al Yidei Ha'ed. Simple question. This halacha of Rabbi, the pasuk says Al Pi, it means Shnei Eidim Masrin Bam. Is this Midini Eidus? Or is this Midini Hasra? This halacha Rabbi Yossi. An aid is the one who gives Hasra. That's what Rabbi Yossi said. Why is that true? What is this Chiddush? What is this Svar Rabbi Yossi? One possibility is the following. This is Midini Eidus. Who is an aid? One possibility is an aid haroe. The other possibility is an aid hameid. I'll give you a third possibility. An aid hamasre. Who is an aid? Indeed, in the fashos, the one who gives hasra. That means Rabbi Yossi is commenting in Chaloshim Ein. What does Koveya do as an Ein? Re'iya Hagada, maybe more than that. Hasra. Hasra. The other possibility in understanding this Rabbi Yossi is not at all. Rabbi Yossi is not commenting on who is a Chaloshim Ein. Maybe you become an Ein Mishas Re'iya. Maybe you become an Ein Mishas Hagada. Whoever. No? Rabbi Yossi just makes the following ha'ara, midini hasra. Who gives hasra? Can hasra be given by a stranger? I walk over to a person, I say, you should not do this. If you do so, you're violating nisa darais, no nisa misa. And I turn my back. And the person nonetheless does so. I didn't see. Other people saw. According to Rabbi Yossi, that's not good. Hasra has to be given by an aid. What's wrong with that scenario that I depicted? I gave hasra, I looked away, but other people saw. What's the problem? Is the problem that the people who saw are not aidim? Because you need an aid hamasra? Or I'll tell you, no, that's not the problem at all. There's nothing wrong with the aidim. What's the problem? Hasra has to be given by an aid. The problem is that I gave the hasra and I turned away. The hasra is given by A and it's witnessed by B. Hasra dictates that hasra must be mipi ha'ed. But that has nothing to do with the definition of edim, as much as very simply that hasra has to be given by an aid. No? So our Tosis writes, take a look. Tosis writes that Rabbi Yossi requires that hasra be given by edim. Tosis assumes that's part of the definition of edos. You cannot be an aid unless you're an aid hamasra. And then Tosfos writes an unbelievable chiddush. Kemo she'shnayim ein yochayin lahayid elim kein hisrubo. And just as if you have two people, both of those individuals have to give hasra. So Tosfos says, kach shloshim. Wow. If three people see it, all three have to give hasra. If 10 people see it, all 10 have to give hasra. Is that true? That's what Tosa says is obvious, according to Rabbi Yossi. Why is it that ad shepi shnei edav masrin bo? Because you're not an aid unless you give hasra. And therefore, if you want three aidim to testify, you know what business is going to ask these three guys? Did each of you give hasra? If the answer is no, only two of you gave hasra, Bez is going to say, I'm sorry, two of you are edim, the third is not. Is that true? The reason of Yossi requires that Pishne ed of masrinu is because you're not an aid unless you're ed hamasra. That's a very great chiddush. That the Gemara doesn't say at all. One could argue that's not true. You become an aid mishasriya. The halacha is simply that hasra can only be given by an aid, but not that it is necessary for each aid to give hasra. Hasra cannot be given by a bystander. So therefore, if you have 100 aidim, Bezin will simply ask the following: was the hasra given by any of you, or was the hasra given by someone else? If the hasra is given by aidim, someone who witnessed, that's good, and all of them are considered to be within the Eidim. That's a very interesting chiddush. Tosfos assumes Rabbi Yossi is commenting on, right, what is Koveya the Shem Eid? You need an Eid Hamasra. That's a very great chiddush. One could argue against our Tosfos doesn't mean that at all. Right, all it means is Hasra, Midine Hasra, has to be given Ayyade Eid. But not that you only become an Eid if you're an Eid Hamasra. A couple of diyukim, no? Right, the Mishnah, the Gemara quotes, the Testament Beis. Rabbi Yossi says the following: Ad shiupi shnei edav masrin bo. According to Tosfos, the Mishnah is referring to a specific case where there are only two edim. No, and the Mishnah says ad shiupi shnei edav masrin bo. That's another way of saying that all of the edim must give hasra. Perhaps one can be medayik in the Mishnah the exact opposite. All that is necessary is for two of Edom to give Hasra, even if the Kata of Edom is made up of 3 or 10 or 100 people. See, the Lashon HaTosefta is different. If you look at the Tosefta, here's Sanhedrin, Paragit Aleph, Tosefta Aleph, the Tosefta says, Rav Yossi Poter, Ad Shehisribu Kol Edav. That's Lashon HaTosefta. That sounds like Tosis. No? Every one of the Edom has to give Hasra. But our Lashon HaMishnah is, as long as two of them give Hasra. That sounds like that Edom have to give Hasra, Midine Hasra, but not necessarily that an aid is only an aid Hamasra. If you should assume, against our Tosus, that all Rabbi Yossi meant to say is Hasra must be given by an aid, it can't be given by someone who has no kesher at all. But not that only those who give Hasra are Edim. First, the diuk of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is ad shiyu pi shnei edim masrim bo. That means all you need are two edim who give hasra, irrespective of how many edim in the kat. And I'll further tell you a very interesting diuk in the pasuk. We mentioned in the earlier shir the difference between shnei and shnayim. No, because the Torah mentions the need for two or three Edim, both in Dinim Amanos and in Dinim Nefashos. And in the Midbar and Yud Zayin, in Parshas Mishpatim, in Parshas Shoftim, the Torah says, there al pi shnayim Edim, yumas hameis. In Dvar and Perek Yutes, also in Shoftim, the Torah says, right, in Dinim Amanos, al pi shnei Edim, then yokum dofer. The Torah uses the term al pi in both contexts, no? The Torah uses Alpi when it comes to Mamon, right, in Devarim Yutes, and also Alpi in Devarim Yitzayin when it comes to cases of Nefashos. So obviously the Joshua of Rabbi Yossi, that Alpi means Hasra, is only referring to the Nefashos. The Mamon doesn't require Hasra whatsoever. See, the pasuk just means the following. Whatever is being done has to be done by the articulation of the Edim. Alpi. So in Dinim Amnos, you don't require Hasra. Right? So what does Alpi mean? The Haggadah Seders, the testimony. But in Dinim Nefashos, which requires Hasra, it's not just simply the Haggadah Seders, but it's even the Hasra that must be Mipi Eid. Good? So Alpi, by the mouth of, by the word of, when it comes to Dina Manos, means the Haggadah Seidus. When it comes to Dina Fashos, it means not only the Haggadah Seidus according to Yossi, but also the Hasra, no? That's okay, no? So far so good? Good? So fascinating, diuk in the Pasuk. In Devarim Yutes, when the Pasuk is speaking out Dinim Amanos, the Pasuk says the following, Al pi shnei edim, Al pi shlosha edim, Yakum Dava. Al pi in Dinim Amanos is not referring to Hasra, there's no Hasra in Dinim Amanos, we're talking about the testimony. The testimony is either through two edim, or the testimony is through three edim, no? But Al pi in Devarim Yitzayin, Dinim Dinim Nefashos, according to Yossi, includes the element of Hasra as well, no? It's a fascinating difference in the pasuk. No, when it comes to the pasuk, what does the Torah say? Al pi shnayim edim, o shlosha edim. The Torah doesn't say al pi shlosha edim. In Dinim Amanos, the Torah says al pi shnayim edim, o al pi shlosha edim. Yakum davar. In Dinim Nefashos, the Torah says al pi shnayim edim, o shlosha edim. Why does the Torah delete al pi in Dinim Nefashos? If one should assume not as Artosis, the pasuk is unbelievably Nadiyak. When it comes to Dinim Amnas, Alpi means the Haggadah. No? So the Haggadah Seidus is either through two Edim, or the Haggadah Seidus is through three Edim. Rabbi Yossi says in Dinim Nefashos, Alpi includes Hasra as well. And therefore the Torah writes, Alpi Shnayim Edim O Shlosh Edim. Why? Because perhaps not as Artosis. You don't require that the Hasra has to be given by each one of the Edei Hakat. That's not true. All Rabbi Yossi meant to say is Hasra cannot be given by an outsider. Hasra has to be given by two of the Edim, even if there's a cut of 100 Edim. The Hasra is given by two out of the 100. So that's unbelievably a dayan. Their al pi shnayim edim, the al pi is only on the two that are necessary to give the asra, but not when it comes to the shlosha. Because there is no halacha that kol eid of you masrin bo. No, the halacha simply is that hasra cannot be given, right, by anyone else other than they themselves. No, but that's a great chiddush that our Tosfos assumes, right, against this deal, that there's a concept of an eid hamasra not betoras hasra, but rather in order to be considered al pidin in eid. So take a look, right, at that sugya as well. In Baba Basra, Nav Kuf Yud Gimel, Nav Kuf Yud Aleph, the Sugi Makos and Davav, right, those shitas were shown regarding Eid HaMeid, Eid HaRoeh, and the Chiddush of Tosfos, the possibility of Eid Master. Tomorrow she will do Dav Tesam Abeis, we'll go through the Tosfos Plugtid Ben Zakkai, just a couple of Ha'aras regarding HaChosh and Bedikos, take a look at that as well. And then Tosfos gets into the very important issue regarding Kimlei D'Rabinei, what happens if it's Misa Lezeh and Mamon Lezeh. Good, what happens if the Chi of Misa is directed toward A and the Chi of Mammon is directed toward B? We discussed this last year. Neilon Aros, can you assume, right, a Kimei D'Rabinei, if the Chi of Misa and the Chi of Mammon are going in different directions? And then take a look again, the Chiddush of Rava Adam Karavei Salatzma, right, that go back to see that Raivin, right, that the Rush quotes Makos Salaf Yud Gimel, the difference between an Eid Posel as opposed to, right, a Baldavar, that lacks the Chaloshem Eid entirely. That, the Rabbin writes, is the secret. This also get Tesla Beis Yilin Aleph, the Sugya Pagin and Dibu. Okay. That's a Shem Tekap.